from Memphis, Tennessee, on the banks of the mighty Mississippi. It's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, hello, America. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. Great to have you with us this afternoon. Final hour of today's show, getting ready for the big impeachment circus tomorrow, and we're going to have wall-to-wall breaking news coverage of that on this radio program. 844-747-8868, our phone number, but the lines are full, so all you folks, hang tight. Don't go anywhere. We're going to get to your calls in just a few minutes. Earlier in the program, I told you that Speaker Nancy Pelosi is punishing Republican lawmakers who refuse to go through these metal detectors. And at least two congressmen, including our good friend Louis Gohmert, have been fined $5,000, and they're garnishing their wages. So they're just taking it right out of the paycheck. And for the second violation, I believe it's $10,000. Well, it turns out that Nancy Pelosi was seen walking around the metal detectors yesterday, or a few days ago, as she was walking to the House floor. And now you have a group of lawmakers saying, well, wait a second. If the Republicans are going to have to fork over money, what about Nancy Pelosi? So one of the people who has fired off a letter demanding action on this is our good friend from the great state of Georgia, Congressman Barry Loudermilk. Congressman, good to have you with us today.
Well, it's good to be with you again, Todd.
All right. So what's going on here? So what did you guys see Pelosi do?
Well, basically, several members saw her go through go to where the metal detectors are, where you're supposed to go through, and if it beeps, then you got to be wanded, and they have these things set so ridiculously high, I think they pick up the fillings in your teeth. And so, but instead of going through and being wanded, she walked around them and just goes and avoids being wanded. And so it's in violation of her own rules, which some have responded, well, yeah, but she's the Speaker of the House. Well, really what it is it's just another rule that she imposes, but she isn't subjected to the same rules we are in her mind. She did this on the day of swearing in when we were voting for Speaker of the House. She realized this is going to be really close. And she had a rule that if you have tested positive for COVID, you can't be there. The night before, she unilaterally changed the rule and allowed for those that have tested COVID to go into a safe space and then just walk on the floor and vote because she realized she may not have enough votes. Well, the thing is, she never let the Republicans know that now we can have our folks come in as well. And so she secretly flies in all of her folks that are positive with COVID so they can vote for her for Speaker. This is the type of thing we're seeing continuously happen out of the Democrats, the modern far-left Democrats, is, look, we're going to put all kind of rules to restrict Republicans, but don't expect us to live by them. That's the big double standard we have.
Well, it's just nonsense, and I know Louis Gohmert, he's on this program quite a bit, just a good guy, and the idea that you're going to, you know, dock his pay $5,000, and meanwhile Nancy Pelosi can just disobey her own rules that she came up with is just ludicrous.
And the response we have from the sergeant at arms, who is appointed by Speaker Pelosi, is, well, only the Capitol Police can turn someone in for violating the rules. And in Louis' case, he had already been through the metal detectors. He had already gone by the rules and procedures. He was getting ready to speak. He was on the House floor. He needed to go to the restroom. There is a members only restroom that is just outside the door of the chamber, outside the speaker's lobby. He goes to the bathroom. When he comes back, they say, you got to go through the metal detector. He said, I've already done that. I just went to the bathroom. And he went back on the House floor, so they turned him in.
Insane.
I guess they're afraid Republicans will hide guns in restrooms and bring them on the floor. I don't know what it is, but the whole thing is unconstitutional to start with. The Constitution is clear that a member of Congress cannot be detained nor delayed on their way to vote, and the police are delaying, and in some cases, you may not even make it on the floor in time. And besides, the law also prohibits Congress from changing our pay, our compensation during the same Congress. And that's what they're doing. They've imposed this rule and this fine, and they're trying to put it on this Congress. There's so much wrong with this. It's crazy.
Congressman, over the weekend, the third ranking member, House Republican, Liz Cheney, went on Fox News Sunday. She said, matter-of-factly, that Donald Trump does not have a future role in the Republican Party. What do you say about that?
I think the role of the president in the Republican Party is up to the members of the Republican Party, not one person. That's up to the people to determine if he has a role in the Republican Party. And look, I'm telling you, the Republican Party is diverse, but there is a lot in our party that still appreciate the work that Donald Trump did. I mean, he actually accomplished a lot of our platform, our conservative principles in his 4 years. And I don't think it's just up to one. I mean, there are plenty of people in the Republican Party who, never Trumpers or more establishment type that want to gain control of the party again. But if we're going to be a big tent, you can't just be a big tent for the moderate side. You got to be a big tent for the conservative side as well.
Yeah, I'm with you, but I got to tell you, Congressman, we've been putting this, me personally, I think that the best option for conservatives is to stay and fight. But it looks like I'm in the minority, at least within my audience, because they're ready to bolt the party. And they point to this election behind closed doors where an overwhelming majority of your colleagues voted to keep Liz Cheney in her leadership position.
So I don't have an issue with Liz's vote. My issue is with the statement that she made that put a lot of people in danger, in harm's way. As the as what ended up happening, there were two issues that were before us that day, and it was Marjorie Taylor Greene and the attempts of the Democrats to remove her from committee. They were pressuring Republicans, you do something about her or we will. And the other issue was Liz Cheney's statement that she made regarding the impeachment. And I tell you, 90% of the discussion was Liz Cheney. And some, some of them decided, you know what, Liz Cheney does need to leave as a member of our leadership. But right now, it's more important that we hold together and back our colleague, our new freshman colleague, who they are trying to take an unprecedented measure against her to remove her from committees because of something that she said before she was even in Congress. This has never, ever happened before in the history of our nation. And so some just made the decision, look, we may have to go back and address the Liz Cheney thing at another date, but we need to be unified in backing and standing together as Republicans and saying, look, you can't reach across the aisle here. You can't do this overreach and just demand that we take some type of action and then remove one of our members from committee. We're going to show the Democrats in the nation that, look, we're going to support our own.
All right.
That was really what it came down to.
All right, Congressman, we're going to have to leave it there. Congressman Barry Loudermilk from the great 11th Congressional District in Georgia. You can follow him, Stand With Barry, on Twitter if you haven't been blocked already. Congressman, good hearing from you. Thanks for fighting the good fight.
All right. Thank you, Todd.
All right. Good guy right there. By the way, they banned, speaking of banning, and I'm going to get to the phones. We're going to take a couple of calls before we go to break. So Ken in Germantown, hang tight. This is fascinating. Over the weekend, our good friend Jim Holt, who runs the Gateway Pundit, got permanently banned from Twitter. Unbelievable. It goes on and on, folks. They're just knocking us all off one at a time, which is why it is so important for you to get my newsletter. And go to the website. We make it real easy for you to subscribe over at toddstearns.com at the very top of the page. All right, let's go to the phone lines. Germantown, Tennessee. Ken listening to us on our flagship station, KWAM. All right, Ken, what's going on?
Hey, Todd, I just wanted a quick note. Your previous caller that was suggesting a third party, I'd be up for that. That sounds reasonable. And his comments I agreed with. I think the Democrat and the Republican parties kind of molded together. Sometimes it's difficult to tell them apart. And I don't know if you really need to. I mean, is it really bad if we can't? I mean, I don't know. But my concern would be on a third party, that they don't fall into the same traps that when I voted for Trump the first go around. I mean, he was my revolutionary point man. I mean, I was tired of the whole thing, the whole political scene and the deep swamp. So did he get a lot done? Yeah, he did. But I mean, he's fighting an enormous battle. And anybody would be. A third party would be doing the same thing, because if they just fall into the same, you know, same old, then it's just a waste of time. But the other thing that I like, that for all of the Trump supporters, we can't be any worse off than we are now. So why not give it a shot?
Well, there you go. Ken, it's a good thought, and I'm certain a lot of people agree with you. You know, how can it possibly get any worse? I mean, that's a fair question to ask. Ken, thank you for listening to KWAM, and thanks for calling in. Don't be a stranger. Give us a holler back one of these days.
Okay.
All right, let's go to John, Pastor John in Ohio. Hey, Pastor, what do you say about the Republican Party?
Well, I can't do that because you're a Christian station, so I won't say what I really think. But honestly, Todd, you know, what's really upsetting me is that Ted Cruz backtracked on his support of President Trump, and some of the other so-called supporters of President Trump have backtracked. And a lot of these so-called Republicans that are supposedly in our corner are now literally saying, well, we're scared of Trump supporters because of what happened on January 6th. If these so-called conservative Republicans would have done their homework, it wasn't the Trump supporters that were the ones that rioted. I mean, some were, but a majority of them were infiltrated by Antifa and Black Lives Matter. And I don't think, and also, it just really hurts me because first they loved us, and then they're trying to throw us under the bus. And all that they're doing is making the American voter, and I'm talking about the deplorable Bible-believing, gun-toting Trump supporter, God-loving Trump, you know, supporters, you know, like yourself, trying to throw us under the bus. And all that they're doing, Todd, is they are making us angrier and angrier and angrier. So finally, the ballot box says, we're going to throw you out with the bathwater. And I just want to hear your commentary on that, because, Todd, what you're doing, and I really mean this with all my heart, you're trying to keep everybody level-headed. You're trying to keep them calm. And I appreciate that. And we even throw in our prayers in our weekly church service. So I just want to let you know that, too. And God bless you, Todd, and God bless Grace and your entire staff.
Well, Pastor John, thank you for your kind words and for your thoughts and your prayers. And we covet those here at the radio show. The reality, though, is that a narrative has been written. Anybody who supported this president, anybody who voted for this president, there's going to be hell to pay. And they're coming after all of us. But we have to stand together and we have to push back. We cannot adapt the tactics of the left. Look at what happened on January the 6th. When that happens, bad things happen. And unfortunately, the narrative has been written. The mainstream media is going for it. And we're going to have to stand up and push back. It's a long, hard slog, folks, but we're going to get through it. All right, a couple of lines are open. Do you think we stay and fight in the Republican Party or start a third party? 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
From the front lines of the culture war, it's Todd Starnes.
Where's Grace Baker at? Grace Baker, turn your microphone on. I have a question for you.
Okay, shoot.
We got some hate mail from one of our listeners in Iowa, the Heartland.
Iowa.
And the guy was not very happy, but he says I've got to find this. He had a problem with my eyeglasses, and you know we've been dealing with the eye surgery, and you know, it is what it is.
But can't help that.
Mm-mm. So I need to know, are my glasses straight? Do they look? They look straight.
I'm looking at our, you know, our camera view of it that people see on like the Facebook Live, and I'm thinking maybe that angle made him think that.
So the guy says,
but "No."
He says, "Todd Starnes, what's up with the crooked glasses? Or is one ear higher than the other?"
Oh my,
that's terrible.
Yeah, during the eye surgery, you know, everything kind of shifted.
I don't know. I mean, it could be. I can't really see to tell.
I thought you got hate mail about me. I was like, what did I do?
No. You're good. You're good. Yeah, you just got me banned from LinkedIn.
Yeah, no big deal.
Yeah, I haven't forgotten about that.
I know you haven't.
All right, let's go to the phones. Sue in Little Rock listening to us on KARN. Hi, Sue. What's on your mind?
Oh, hello. Well, I wanted to say I feel like some of these cowardly Republicans in Washington should pull up their bootstraps, pull together, and file a complaint against Nancy Pelosi every time that she violates their rights. Because it's been going on for so long since she did such a thing as even going to the hairdresser when the hairdresser was to be closed. I mean, that's just a small thing in today's political mess. But, you know, somewhere that cannot they stand together and dispute her authority over charging them for something that she herself does?
Sue, it's a fair point. And, you know, Congressman Loudermilk brought up the point that the lawmakers themselves can't bring charges. The Capitol Hill police have to be the ones to do it. And, of course, Nancy Pelosi controls the police, so they're, you know, certainly not going to turn on her, which is why they're going after the Republicans and not Pelosi.
Well, is it not illegal to deduct wages, their wages?
Well,
$5,000 from their wages?
Sue, it depends on what the House rules say. And clearly, you know, they've looked at the rules and, you know, they've said, well, and it's not just that, Sue, but she's also fining lawmakers $250 for every violation of the face mask rule and upwards of $2,500 after that for every other infraction. I mean, she is power hungry, that one.
She is an evil woman. And it makes me so sad to know what they are doing to President Trump. And, you know, she has been pushing for this all along. And I'm so sorry to hear that she utilizes her power in such an evil way toward her, you know, toward the Republican people that she's worked with for a long time. But anyway, Todd, I really enjoy the program. And I thank you so much for everything you do. I listen to you every day.
Sue, you are such a kind lady. Thank you for saying that. And we always love those little words of encouragement. They mean a lot to the whole staff. So thank you for listening to us. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Good lady right there. Sweet lady. But man, is she fired up, and rightfully so. And this is what I don't think the Republican leadership gets. Sue is representative of most of the Republicans out there, just good-hearted, decent folks. And they have reached that point where you can only poke so much, and then the bear pokes back. And that's never a good thing. So they better wake up here and understand where this is all heading, because there are a lot of people that are ready to bolt the Republican Party, and I'm wondering, are you one of those people? 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show. All right, I know this probably flies in the face of all the radio rules out there, but we played some audio from the Super Bowl, what I believe to be the best play of the game. We've done it once, and we've done it twice, and you're not supposed to do that, and you're really not supposed to play it three times in the same show. But honestly, folks, I think this is the best play-by-play call. I mean, this is right up there with Larry Munson from the Georgia Bulldogs. All you folks listening to us in Georgia, you know what I'm talking about. But let's hear the play of the Super Bowl.
Second down, 20, 5:03 to go. Someone has run on the field. Some guy with a bra. And now he's not being chased. He's running down the middle of the 40. Arms in the air and a victory salute. He's pulling down his pants. Put up your pants, my man. Pull up those pants. He's being chased to the 30. He breaks a tackle from a security guard. The 20, down the middle, the 10, the 5. He slides at the 1, and they converge on him at the goal line. Pull up your pants. Take off the bra and be a man. And the players with hands on hips at the other end of the field are looking at him and shaking their head and saying, why, oh, why is this taking place in a Super Bowl?
You know, Governor Mike Huckabee on the Liberty University Newsmaker line. Governor, I know you. I don't know if you've got a new book coming out, but I will say this. What a great title. Pull up your pants. Take off your bra. Be a man. What great lessons for life.
Yeah, I never thought I would live long enough to see that that was an admonition for a male. But we're living in some strange times. Truly are. Pull up your pants, take off your bra, and be a man. Boy, what the world has come to. And anybody who saw the Super Bowl and the rather, I don't know, boring halftime show must be wondering what happened when we had Super Bowl shows that were actually fun to watch and that you understood them.
Yeah, I didn't get it. And I got to be honest with you, Governor. I mean, you're a man of the world. But me, I'm sort of like stuck. I don't keep up to date with all the music groups and everything. And they're like, okay, now I'm performing The Weeknd. Okay, I know it's Sunday, but who's performing? It's like The Weeknd. I'm like, what? What?
I got to be honest. I've never heard of the guy.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's sort of like when I was a kid and I told my mother I wanted to go to a Guess Who concert. She said, I don't know who, Johnny Cash. I said, no, guess who? And she started naming other people. I said, no, mother, the name of the band, guess who? He still didn't get it. And I'm with you on that. I truly am.
Governor, still, it was, you know, it was an okay game. I was proud for Tom Brady. I mean, he, you know, just, wow, what a guy. But the fans in Tampa Bay and the excitement that they had, CNN went completely bonkers. I don't know if you saw that video, but one of the reporters was just horrified that all these people were out there having a good time, not wearing a face mask, and there she was, double masked.
Well, Todd, let me just say this. Anybody who's having a good time is not a viewer of CNN. That's the first thing you can just write down. These are not people who are happy people. And by the way, I've enjoyed you today. I've been running some errands in Little Rock and listening to you on KARN today. So it's been fun. Your show's been great today.
Well, you're kind to say that. We have a lot of great listeners, and they're a fun bunch over there across the river in Arkansas.
Well, there's some good people, and you know, it's been even more fun watching a certain young lady run for governor, and that's kind of kept me busy trying to keep up with her.
Well, we've got to get that certain young lady on this this radio program. We're big fans of Sarah's and have been for a number of years, dating all the way back to when you were running for the White House. And I think that was the first time I got to meet Sarah up in New Hampshire, and just really impressed with her then, her political acumen and just this connection she made to the voters, really just like you.
Well, I was going to say she's smart like her mother, and takes after those good points, which is a real advantage for her. But, you know, it's a fun time to be back, and there's a lot going on. But nationally, I'm just amazed that the people who voted for Joe Biden, I want to ask them, are you happy now? Is it everything you wanted? Your taxes are going up. Your gasoline's going up. A lot of your friends have lost their jobs in the energy business. You know, just want to make sure that this is everything you hoped it to be, because we tried to tell you this is where this would all go. And I think a lot of people, they just didn't like Donald Trump's personality. But by golly, I loved his policies. They were good for America, and we're missing that.
No, you're absolutely right about that, Governor. And that's why, you know, it's incumbent upon the Republicans to really just have a come to Jesus meeting and get everybody on board. I know there are a lot of differences in the party, But I'm concerned that you're going to have people try and bolt. And when that happens, you're going to have Ross Perot all over again. And I don't think we need to go down that path. We've got too much at stake here in the country.
Well, that's a disastrous path. People forget that Bill Clinton got 43% of the vote, should never have been president.
That's right.
Ross Perot, 19% is what gave Bill Clinton the White House. Third parties don't work. I know people think that's what we need to do, but it isn't. If there's anything, I'd love to see us be very clear that the Liz Cheneys of the world are not nearly as representative of what our principles are as a party as Donald Trump would be. Now, again, we're not talking about the personality or the content of tweets. We're talking about policies that move embassies from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, that stand for unborn human life, that push back on China and bring manufacturing jobs back to the U.S., that makes America energy independent. Those are policies, Todd, that I celebrate. I don't have to celebrate a personality. That's not what I vote for. I vote for things to be done in a way that is good for America and good for the people I know and love.
By the way, Governor, and speaking again of those policies coming out of the Biden administration, just got an email from Ken Paxton, the attorney general over in Texas, and here's the headline, illegal aliens guilty of DUI and assault will not be deported under Biden's immigration plan. So the idea is keep them on American soil.
Once again, the people who thought that Joe Biden was going to bring something wonderful back to the country, they even tried to pretend that he was a moderate. I'm not seeing any moderation in his policies at all. They're radically to the left. We might as well have elected AOC to be the president.
Yeah, it's a good point you raise. Governor, what's coming up on Huckabee this week?
Well, we're going to have a great time with Clarence Henderson, who is the young man who as a teenager was sitting at the Woolworth counter in North Carolina and stood up for his civil rights at a time when it was very, very dangerous to do so. And he and former Congressman Mark Walker, who is running for the Senate in North Carolina, will be with us. We're also going to have, I think, a great time with former NFL player Jason Brown. And then we're going to have a mentalist, Max Major, who will be with us, as well as Nick Searcy, the actor and director. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Oh, this guy always, you guys always get the best guest over there, and it's a lot of fun. Now, are you guys allowed, I know y'all used to do the audience. Are y'all allowing the audience to come in still?
You know, since June, we have been at 25% capacity of audience. So, yes, we do have audience, not as many as we would like or as we were used to, but we're just so happy to be able to have an audience. We socially distance them. They do the masks. We're very careful. We follow all the protocols. And we, you know, just are thrilled that we have some people and hope that we can start increasing the number of people that we get to have.
Good stuff. Well, it's the hottest ticket in town. And folks, if you're in the Nashville area, just go to the website and get all the information there. We've got that in our live show blog. You know, one final thing, Governor, that guy that they say he's a streaker, but he was clothed. But the rumor is Ray Stevens is working up a new song, a new version of the streaker.
Well, I hope he comes up with a good one. Ray is a dear friend and what a talent. And frankly, I'm glad that guy didn't take any more off. He was as really discomforting as he was to see in his state with the little thong thing on. And I'm glad he spared us for any other of his unsightly appearance.
It is wrong to wear a thong. So, Governor, as always, thanks for coming on. Have a good time out there in Little Rock.
Thank you, Todd. Take care, my friend.
All right, Governor Mike Huckabee, driving around Little Rock today and listening to KARN. So I know Doc Washburn, our good friend who follows this program on KARN, has to be excited about that. So maybe the governor might call in. So the staff is looking at me like, what is Ray Stevens? They don't teach the millennials. They don't teach the kids anything these days in the schools. The millennials, Generation Zers, it's very sad. So Ray Stevens was like the parody songwriter before parody songwriting was cool. And he wrote, and he also wrote a lot of beautiful songs. You know, Everything is Beautiful. He's won some Grammys, but he was also known for these parody songs like The Streaker and one of my favorites, Ahab the Arab. Oh, that was probably politically incorrect, but actually most of them probably are. And I think he may have done The Squirrel Went Berserk in the first Self-Righteous Church in the sleepy little town of Pascagoula, which I believe is the Mississippi Squirrel Revival song. Anyway, if I'm incorrect, I know we have some Ray Stevens aficionados listening to this radio program, so you'll call us and correct us. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Snard Show.
About to back up and bring it. It's Todd Starnes.
The day the squirrel went berserk in the first Self-Righteous Church in a sleepy little town of Pascagoula.
It was a fight for survival that broke out in revival.
Jumping pews and shouting, hallelujah! Well, Harv hit the out dancing and screaming.
Oh, I love this song. All right, I can. Yeah, Grace is saying, Todd, stop singing. Stop singing! You can't carry a tune. That was one of my favorite songs. Ray Stevens. You know, they just don't make humorous like that anymore, do they, folks? I mean, if they do, I don't know. Anyway, Ray Stevens there, of course, one of the greats, and he's fine. He's healthy. He's just, we were talking about his song, The Streaker, because of the guy that was doing the faux streaking at the Super Bowl yesterday. Anyway, let's get to the phones, 844-747-8868. Let's check in with Kurt in Little Rock, Arkansas on KARN. Hi, Kurt. What's on your mind today?
Hi, Todd. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes,
I've been sitting here in a parking lot in Little Rock because I've been driving around kind of like, I hadn't seen Mike, but I've been driving around town just like he has. I called in with one topic, and that had to do with the beginning of third party. But while listening, I realized I had a comment about another topic, and that's Liz Cheney's status in Wyoming. I have about five generations deep history. You know, my family is from Wyoming, and I have a lot of them out there, a lot of friends, and I've been in touch with them. And I can tell you, when the next election comes up where her name's on the ballot, I'm pretty sure that when they're through counting votes, they'll know just about how many relatives Liz has in Wyoming. She's not real popular out there right now. I wouldn't give her much chance.
Is that right? So you're hearing the same thing we're hearing then.
Yes. I have sisters and nephews and cousins and all over Wyoming and a long time and a broad network of friends. And it's just about 100% among most folks. They want her out. So now that's just a small sample, I know, but I think it's pretty rampant across Wyoming that she's not as popular as she thinks she is. Now, the topic I actually called in about was, I think, Rick, back two or three calls back, maybe five or ten, I kind of lost count. He talked about starting a third party, and I agree in a way. In fact, you know, there's dozens of conservative groups all over the Internet, and I think if the seed is there. And if we could create something roughly equivalent to the Tea Party, not an official third party, but just where people maybe go a little more official than the Tea Party, we'd want it where people could actually sign up and register and have their name on lists, but they wouldn't be a political party as such until the numbers got right. All they do is commit to a platform. And I'm 100% Trump supporter. But even more than that, I support the platform he stood for.
Exactly.
And I think a lot of people can step up and do that.
Yeah, I think, Kurt, I think that's it, is who is going to stand up and defend Donald Trump's platform, because that's really what attracted so many new voters to the Republican Party. And beyond that, I would like to see someone like a Governor Mike Huckabee have a much bigger say in the Republican Party and in Republican Party leadership. I mean, he is a statesman, and I think folks like Governor Huckabee get the Republican Party out of that Northeast establishment mindset. And that's just, look, if we don't do that, we're not going to win. Kurt, thank you for the call. Thanks for holding on. Thanks for listening to KARN. Let's go to Damon listening to us in Memphis, Tennessee on KWAM. Hi, Damon. What's on your mind?
Well, I believe we just need to vote Republican. We don't need a third party. That's just going to mess the votes up. Just take the rhinos out. We all got a chance to make a third party by changing the people that's in party.
Yeah,
so
look.
If we just vote out who's in there that ain't no good, we'll be better off.
Yeah, I mean, your congressman is, are you either, Steve Cohen or David Kustoff?
Yeah, I believe it's Cohen.
Yeah, Cohen, well, my sympathies.
We're going to blow him out.
And you know, yeah, and the challenge there is we've got to get, you know, the Republicans have to get behind a strong candidate, and they've got to put money and volunteers. They've got to do the legwork, and we've got to be able to get out there and present candidates that are going to be attractive to, you know, to the district. And if you don't do that, Cohen's going to be in there for another 2 years. But you're right.
Oh, we'll vote him out.
All right.
He's good at voting him out.
I like to hear that. All right. Good stuff, Damon. Appreciate you calling in. Real quick, let's go to Charlie in South Carolina listening to us on the live stream. Charlie, got about 45 seconds. What's up?
Oh, I'm not really in favor of the third party, but we need to primary these people out. I'm looking forward to seeing what President Trump is going to do to help primary some of these people out. And I think Mitch McConnell himself needs to go. President Trump helped him win his hard battle. And I was watching on Breitbart or something on YouTube, and he never gave the president any credit whatsoever. We're helping the Republicans win their elections in Kentucky.
It's true.
I mean, that just burned me up.
And you're right to be burned up, Charlie. I mean, that's the way they do it. Donald Trump went out of his way to make sure those Republicans got reelected, and what did they do? They turn around, they tuck tail and ran, and that's just not right. Charlie, give us a call back when we have more time to have a conversation. Folks, it's been a really busy day around here. Great calls. We're going to do this all over again tomorrow. But in the meantime, head over to the podcast, toddstearns.com. Oh, we got some Ray Stevens. You know what? I'm just going to be quiet. Y'all have a great day.
In the First Self-Righteous Church, in a sleepy little town of Pascagoula. It was a fight for survival that broke out in revival. They were jumping pews and shouting, hallelujah. Well,
Dell's all-new MyPillow mattress topper. Bedtime is like sleeping in heaven. And now you can get a MyPillow mattress topper of your very own. Start getting some of the best sleep of your life. And here's the secret. Mike's exclusive three-layer design includes MyPillow foam for support, transitional foam to help relieve pressure points, and an ultra-soft, patented temperature-regulating cover. It comes with a 10-year warranty and a cover that's washable and dryable. It's made in the USA, and it's backed with Mike's 60-day money-back guarantee. You can get the total body support you need and the better sleep you want. Right now, my listeners can save 30% when they go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code STARNS or call 800-839-8506. And when you do, Mike will give you two standard MyPillows absolutely free. That's MyPillow.com, promo code STARNS, or call 800-839-8506.
Impart knowledge and then be able then for them to take it and turn it into wisdom. As we teach, I think, okay, 5 years down the road, how will the material that I am teaching them really affect their lives and their careers?
Hi, Todd Starnes here. Truett offers biblically-centered degree programs. Check out truett.edu/starnes.
This is Franklin Graham. Missionary medicine is still one of the great tools for evangelism.
This is why I do medical missions, is to be able to treat people and help people who otherwise wouldn't get help.
We have to be willing to enter into the suffering of others. And that's never easy, but our God is faithful.
When you're part of missionary medicine, it's going to change the lives of people for centuries.
For more information, go to SamaritansPurse.org. That's SamaritansPurse.org.